Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2232. Why Scientists Agree That Dancing Is the Best Way to Get Fit and Live Longer, by Rosemary Boynton, with tinybuddha.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Happy Monday and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. So with that, let's get right to today's article and start optimizing your life. Why Scientists Agree That Dancing Is the Best Way to Get Fit and Live Longer, by Rosemary Boynton, with tinybuddha.com. Quote, "You only live once, but if you do it right, once is enough." Mae West. The other day, I saw a clip from a video of the Rolling Stones' last world tour. Mick Jagger was prancing around the stage like an 18-year-old. It was a bit depressing. Why can't I still do that? I used to be a demon dancer. Well, I thought I was at the time, like most teenagers do. I don't feel like a demon dancer now. I really ought to get some more exercise. Do you feel like that? That you ought to exercise, but you can't really get up the steam to do it? That somehow it's all too much hassle, even though we all know how important it is? Quote, "Take care of your body. It's the only place you have to live." Jim Rohn. I'm always looking for some way of doing exercise that I enjoy and will stick with. Are you like me? You've tried, not just tried, you've tried everything, but it doesn't work out. I took up swimming before work. To make this happen, you have to wear your work clothes and change in and out of them. Your hair gets wet and takes ages to dry. If you're unlucky, you drop your suit jacket on the muddy changing room floor, so you go to work with a jacket with a dirty stain on it, plus you smell of chlorine all day, and get plantar warts. When I was well into the corporate life, I went to a gym, but that wasn't much fun. I was always tired, even before the extra journey to get there. There are all those incomprehensible machines to make you do unnatural things. It's boring, nobody talks to anyone else, and the changing rooms smell horrible. I took up running. That was better, although mostly still nobody to talk to. At least it was outside in the fresh air. I even ran to work sometimes, although you have all the shower and change of clothes difficulties at work then. I did a few runs and that was a bit of a laugh, but I got quite fit. Then I had a small accident and suddenly running wasn't a good idea anymore. Bad for the back, bad for the knees. Since then, I've been sure to keep on walking every day, but it's rather boring doing the same walks over and over again. In the town, there's all that pollution to deal with too, and it isn't any fun when it's raining. No wonder people don't get enough exercise. It's all too difficult in today's world. So here I am, still not that fit and getting a bit less fit as each year goes by, making the same old New Year's resolutions. The science of exercise and a bit of motivation. I came across an article about how scientists had determined the best exercise for a long and active life. Yeah, I want to live a nice long time. Show me where to sign up. Scientific research shows that the best exercise you can get to live longer and in better health is dancing. What, old-fashioned, may-I-have-the-pleasure ballroom-type dancing? Well, it is very popular now. But how can that be the latest, best new exercise hack? Did you go dancing when you were young? I did. Friends and laughter and the music, that was all great. It beat hockey practice or netball or football or whatever sports we were made to play at school. And the scientists agree. Dancing does much more for your body, your muscles, and your brain. You have to be disciplined, coordinated, and flexible. You need good posture and strong muscles. You have to control your breathing. It keeps your brain active because you have to integrate so many different things at once, moving your arms, legs, and head in the right way, keeping in time to the music. You have to be aware of others on the dance floor and gracefully avoid them. You have to memorize the steps. All that work helps your brain make more connections and may lead to a bigger hippocampus. It helps protect you against memory loss and against cognitive decline. It's great for preserving your sense of balance. Dancers don't fall over as often as they get older, and so they stay out of the hospital and live longer. It's sociable. Mostly you dance with other people, and you can practice at home if you want. It lifts your spirits and stops you from getting depressed. You live longer, you're happier, you have more energy, and you make friends. So, lots of scientific reasons to motivate you to get dancing. Quote, "Exercise is a tribute to the heart." Gene Tunney. What did the scientists miss, though? They missed that it's loads of fun to dance. They missed that this is something you can really love doing. They missed that there's a huge variety of styles, that there's always something new to learn. Tap, salsa, Zumba, ballet, ballroom, country, barn, folk, Morris, Russian, Hungarian, jazz, modern, line dancing. There are so many to list. They missed out on the connection to the music. Viennese waltzes by Johann Strauss, musicals from the 30s and every decade since, rock music from the Beatles, jazz by the likes of Charlie Mingus and Take Five by Dave Brubeck, folk from Bob Dylan and Joan Baez, pop from ABBA, Latin American, Bollywood. I love 60s music best. What can beat the Rolling Stones' great hit Satisfaction for a great dance number? Look, the Stones are still out there playing to the crowds. They are still dancing and show few signs of giving it up for all their age. They look as though they love it. The scientists missed talking about motivation too. As I was saying, it's a big issue for exercise, finding the motivation to do it. It's a big issue for me and loads of people just like me. So we need to do something that we actually want to do. We need to find ways of making exercise such fun that we'd rather be doing that than anything else. If the music makes your heart sing, then dancing might be the exercise for you. Even if it just makes your feet tap and gives you a bit of an itchy feeling, dancing could be the way for you to get fit again. Of course, if you love dancing already, then what's to stop you? My partner and I have decided to put on one track a day and dance as hard as we can. We want to have fun together, bask in the nostalgia of music from our younger years, and get fit again. We can't think of a better way to do it. Using your heart for motivation to exercise. Let's follow our hearts, and our hearts will look after us. We'll be doing our brains a favor as well. Hearts and brains both love dancing. Exercise won't be such a struggle, and we'll reap the benefits down the years. Doing exercise right means that we'll be living our lives right too, and the one life we have will be a long, happy, and active one. Go dance your heart out like the Stones, and I'll see you on the dance floor. I'll be the one dancing down those long extra years I'll gain from sticking with the exercise. You just listened to the post titled, "Why Scientists Agree That Dancing is the Best Way to Get Fit and Live Longer" by Rosemary Boynton with tinybuddha.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. All right, so is dancing a must? Do you have to dance in order to be happy and healthy and live a long life? Thankfully for me especially, no. Rather, today's author, Rosemary, is providing us with another option to stay active, a rather convincing argument, of course. But if you're like me and have two left feet and can't dance to save your life, no, you don't have to dance to stay healthy. Frankly, I'd much rather be playing music than dancing to it, but that's a whole other commentary. Anywho, if dancing isn't your thing, it's okay. The whole point of all of this is to find activities that you do enjoy, that make you happy, and that you'll stick to over the long term. That's what's going to lead to that long, happy life. All right, and with that, thank you so much for being here. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow with another article and where your optimal life awaits.